As long as I'm rambling, let me continue. In a devotional prayer time, so many in this room, if you're anything like me, you take some time, you pray, and you think of all these things you need to do, and you get so angry at the devil for bombarding you with distractions to your prayer life. I would like to suggest to you, they're not distractions to your prayer life. They are coming because you're praying. The Lord just wants to be involved in your day. He reminds you of stuff because he likes to be involved in the process. By the way, son, don't forget to make this phone call. So when I pray, I like to have pencil and paper so that I can write it down, commit it to paper. Then I don't have to worry about it the rest of the prayer time. Just write it down. And I give thanks for the reminder. It's a part of the relationship. The relationship isn't that complicated. He likes the one-on-one interaction that I give him. But he also really likes how I treat my kids. And he takes it personal. He really likes when I look at someone that isn't lovely and I go love them. Someone who seems to just repel people. And I just go, I want to love that person. He takes it personal. It's just not that complicated. It's all under the Lord. That way, when you're worshiping, and the Lord gives you an idea. I remember years ago, I was sharing something my uncle shared with me. I remember on a phone conversation he talked about, we're in the living room. Phone conversation was another story. He told me about a professor in a Christian school that went to his class, and he said, how many of you want to be millionaires? And they all raised their hand. He said, well, go home tonight, pray. Take some time, get in the presence of the Lord, and then let's talk about it tomorrow. So the next day they came back. He says, how many of you want to be millionaires? And I think two people raised their hand. And the reason is this verse, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, pay attention to desires in the presence. And I remember when I shared this years, many years ago in Weaverville, Charlie, I don't know if you remember this, he came to me after one, we're in worship, and he got this brilliant idea of a vacation for his family. He came in worship. It wasn't a distraction. You write it down and you continue to worship. You're thankful that he wants to be involved in all the details of life. It's not that complicated. That way, everything is for him.